Welcome to episode 11 of Ours to Protect. On last week's episode, we heard from Aoife O'Mahony from Thersea's about the Special Areas of Conservation, or SACs, in Ireland's oceans and what needs to be done to better protect our marine life. Aoife's colleague, Grace Carr, who works with Thersea's but also the Irish Wildlife Trust, now tells us a bit more information about the Dundalk Bay SAC.
Dundalk Bay SAC is a very important area. It's been designated to protect six different unique habitat types that can be found there. So this includes estuaries, mudflats, salt marshes. And these areas are really important because they help with coastal protection, which is going to be even more important as climate change continues worsening. And it's also great for climate mitigation, and they support really high numbers of biodiversity as well. Dundalk Bay is also designated as a special protected area, so an SPA. So it's been designated as that to protect 23 species of birds that can be found there. So this includes oyster catchers, common scoter, Brent geese, loads of different species of gulls, and at times there can be over 20,000 individuals who can be found within the bay.
Grace is also welcoming the new Fisheries Natura declarations that have now been signed into law and will protect a small area inside Dundalk Bay.
This was great to see. So within Dundalk Bay SSC, they have just recently designated a small area that's now going to have bottom trawling and dredging restricted within it. So this is really good to see, because up until now, Ireland has been very bad at actually implementing management plans. They just designate the area, but they don't actually do anything to protect it. So this is a move in the right direction, and we're delighted to see the new restrictions in place.
However, Grace says more needs to be done to protect our marine life, and protection measures should focus on ecosystems as opposed to specific species.
Within Dundalk Bay, you can see harbour porpoise. There are threatened species of sharks, such as spurdog there. These aren't actually designated to protect these species. What's really needed is a more ecosystem-based approach to management. So we're looking at everything within the area and not just one specific species. Say, for example, if you were protecting an area for bird species, you can't just protect that particular species. You also have to look at where the bird is going to forage, what their prey species is. If their prey is found on the seabed, you also have to protect the seabed, because if that's not protected and the prey numbers go down, then that's going to have a knock-on effect to the birds as well.
But why is it so important in the first place to protect our oceans?
The ocean is a massive carbon sink, so it absorbs so much carbon that humans create. It then stores this carbon in, you know, seabed habitats. So protecting our oceans is helping to store in lots of this carbon. If we disturb this, like, this carbon gets released back into the atmosphere, and it will progress climate change.
But what are the everyday things we can do at home to protect our oceans? Aoife O'Mahony from Thersea's, who we heard from last week, has some suggestions.
Our marine habitat is just gorgeous. We need to try and protect it as best we can. So the best way for people to do that is to start learning more about the ocean, start getting more involved, volunteer for a beach clean, sign up to our newsletter. We have an ocean literacy survey that we're currently running. This has been run in the UK, Scotland and Northern Ireland so far, and we're doing this for the first time in Ireland. And it's trying to identify what the Irish people know about the ocean, why we think it's important, how people feel when they interact with the ocean, and we're hoping to get 1,000 responses to this. So if anybody has the time to spend 10 minutes doing this, please log on to our website, fairseas.ie, and do this. And this kind of will help us to identify how we can educate people going forward, how we can bring people along as we could go through this marine protected area designation process. Stakeholder engagement is going to be super important. You know, we need to be working with all of the different stakeholders all around the country to make sure that we're doing the right thing for our ocean in the right place.
And Aoife is also urging people to make their voices heard to their local politicians.
We can't just have paper parks where we have a map saying this is a protected area, but then we have no effective management. We all know that you have to work hard to get these benefits. So that's a really important part for us going forward. So I would say to your listeners, if any of them are talking to their local politicians, please highlight to them that this marine protected area bill is coming in the autumn. Please highlight to them that you support this, that the protecting the ocean is important to you. We have done lots of research with Irish people to see if this is actually important to people. And every time it's approximately 80 or 90% of people come back and say it is a priority for them, for us to conserve and restore our ocean. So we need to get this across to politicians that this is what the electorate wants. This is what the electorate needs to see happening over the coming months.
And more information, including that ocean literacy survey that Aoife mentioned, can be found on the LMFM website. That's it for this week. Don't forget you can listen back to today's episode on the LMFM website, and Ours to Protect will be back again next Tuesday.